Yeah, so we saw Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Even more Mufreshim and Tosfos are being parrots. If the Ptur of Tumlin is a Svara or Pizzazz and Kosf. And based on that, they have a Machlekes, how to read the Gemara's question, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Abai's question, and Rabbi Yochanan, if Yishim Yishim Chitzuv, how do you have a Ptur of Tumlin? Rashi learns that the Ptur of Tumlin is because it lacks in the Pshir. It's Tumlin, it doesn't know that it's there. Yesterday, the definition of Talmud is not just that it's covered up, the Godish is covered up even if it's Godish all the way through. The Ptur of Talmud is because it's covered up and he doesn't know that it's there. So Rashi learned that the reason for the Ptur is that it's a Chisar in the Pshir. Therefore, the Gemara's question is, if Yishum Yishum Chitzuv, it's Adam Amazik, Adam Mud Lo'ilam, so Chisar in the Pshir doesn't matter. Taisa says that it's Exeris HaKosov. It's how could it be a chisar in the pshir? If it was a chisar in the pshir, then it would apply to all mom and amasik. It would apply to shor as well. That's certainly not true. There's no ptur tamen by mursa perish. It's only a ptur vayesh. So if it says taisha ben a peretz, and that's the pshat and taisha as well, that the ptur of tamen is exeris hakosov. Just like you have by other mazikim, you have exeris hakosov. You have various pturim that you have by various mazikim. And the Gemara's question about Adam is that it was not mistabek to the Gemara that Adam Amazik has Pturim. You don't find that Adam Amazik has other Pturim. Mom and Amazik have various Pturim, Boris Chayavim, his Potter, and his Kekelim, and they have various Pturim, they have in the various Mazikim. But Adam Amazik, you don't find any Pturim. Not mistabek that all of a sudden the Pturim of Talmud should apply to Adam Amazik. That's what Tosfos learns. Well, it says Vayter also in over there in Akainis. Well, it says that even by Matlek Peter Shel Chaveroi, where you don't have the regular Ptur of Talmud, but if it was something that was Lehavel, when most of Shalom learned the Gemara, if it was something that was Lehavel Leasuke Adaite that was Talmud, so then there would be a Ptur even when you Matlek. Oh, I'm sorry, I saw something else. The Gemara says in Akainis that the Ptur of Tumen is only when you madlik Ptur Shalai. So are that. But if you madlik Ptur Shalai, there's no Ptur of Tumen. Why is that so? So there's a Machalikas Rashi and Taisus. Shutu, they argue with Yitosim. Rashi says that Taisus says it's Exeris HaKosov. Tumen is Exeris HaKosov altogether. And the Pasuk, the Pater's Tumen, was said by madlik Ptur Shalai. It wasn't said by madlik Ptur Shalai. So therefore, by madlik Ptur Shalai, you don't have the Ptur of Tumen. That's the Tosfos. And Rashi says that the reason why by Madlik Ptur Shel Chaveroi you don't have the Ptur of Talmud is because when you Madlik Ptur Shel Chaveroi he's Mazik V'Yadayim. And when he's Mazik V'Yadayim, you don't have the Ptur of Talmud connected to the Rashi V'Yosef. By Odom and Mazik, Odom and Mu'ud, you don't have the Ptur of Talmud. And there actually you have in the Shita B'Shem Rashi, B'Shem Ravid rather, B'Shem Ben Yonison, that the reason why by Madlik Ptur Shel Chaveroi you don't have the Ptur of Talmud is because he has a din of a Mazik. Yes, the name Mazik Diadai. So, how is your problem? First of all, there's a problem that we talked about, I raised yesterday, which is, how can you say that he's a mazik v'yadayim? According to Reish Lakish, Eish is not a mazik v'yadayim. It's not mekoich gozel. I'm sad that Reish Lakish argues on this din that madlik ptur shel chaveroi doesn't have a ptur of tumah. Moreover, Mr. Blaib asks, the Torah of, it says in Agamar, the pshuta in Agama, the pasuk pshat in Agama, not the lishna kama. The chavetz says in Agama that the p'tur of tamun was only said by kol lechitzuf. If it's not kol lechitzuf, there's no p'tur of tamun. I mean, the p'tur of tamun lechatchila, even when you madlik b'tayt shaloi, the p'tur of tamun was only said when it's kol lechitzuf, and now already it's only ishim ishim amayim. That's the pasuk pshat the printed Rashi has. The pasuk pshat in Agama. If it's not kol lechitzuf, ishim ishim chitzuf, adam amatzik. You don't have the p'tur of tamun. Lechatchila the p'tur of tamun was only said when it's kol lechitzuf. And it's no longer Yishim Yishim Chitzav, and it's only Yishim Yishim Amani, and that's where it was said the Ptur of Tom. And in that, the Gemara is Mechalik between Matak Ptur Shaloi and Matak Ptur Shalchaveri. That when you Matak Ptur Shalchaveri, by Matak Ptur Shaloi, you have the Ptur of Tom. By Matak Ptur Shalchaveri, you don't have the Ptur of Tom. Which means, I'll quote, that the Ptur of Matak Ptur Shalchaveri, the Ptur, that the case of Madlik Ptur Shalchaveri that does not have the Ptur of Tom is by Kol Lechitzuf. Because if it wasn't Kol Lechitzuf, then even Ptur Shaloi wouldn't have a Ptur of Tom. That's a simple chesed. It says in Agamara that the Ptur of Tom is only when it's Kol Lechitzuf. It says in the Gemara in Samach Aleph that the Ptur of Tom is only by Madlik Ptur Shaloi. By Madlik Ptur Shalchaveri, you also don't have the Ptur of Tom. But that distinction between Madlik Ptur Shaloi and Madlik Ptur Shalchaveri. B'tei Shaloi, there's a Ptur of Tomen. B'tei Shalchaveri, there's no Ptur of Tomen. Is that talking about Kol Lechitzuf or not Kol Lechitzuf? Al-Kolachach is talking about Kol Lechitzuf. If it would be like Kol Lechitzuf, there'd be no Ptur of Tomen, even if it was Madlik B'tei Shaloi. Never mind B'tei Shalchaveri. The distinction between Madlik B'tei Shaloi, that you're Potter, and Madlik B'tei Shalchaveri, that you're Chayiv, must be talking about when it's Kol Lechitzuf, and now it's an Ishim Ishim Amoyne. Esra Vlei, in Ishim Ishim Amoyne, what is it past to say that since he's Madlik B'tei Shalchaveri, he's Adam Amazik? What other mamazik? We're talking about Ishim Ishim. Even in Rav Yochanan, we're talking about Kol Lechitzuf. Kol Lechitzuf is about Ishim Ishim Amayni only. So how could he have? How can you say he's like a mazik b'yadai? It's Kol Lechitzuf. So kasha is double. First of all, kasha is according to Reish Lakish, it's never other mamazik. It's Ishim because it's la mikoychik ozel. Ish is only a mamon. So what's the difference if he's a mazik b'tei shalchaveri? It's still not mikoychik ozel. That's number one. Number two, Esav Leib. The whole case of Tomen is only by Kol Lechitzuf. Kol Lechitzuf is for sure not Odom HaMazik. Even according to Avi Yochanan, Kol Lechitzuf not Odom HaMazik, it's only Momen HaMazik. So what difference does it make if he's a Madlik B'tei Shaloi or B'tei Shalchaveri? B'tei Shalchaveri, how can he become Odom HaMazik? It's Kol Lechitzuf. The case of B'tei Shalchaveri is a case of Kol Lechitzuf. It means he was Madlik B'tei Shalchaveri, but there was a gedder, and the gedder, and it wouldn't have gone any further, and then the gedder was nafal, and he didn't fix it, and then it continued, and it was Mazik more B'tei Shalchaveri. So that has to be the case. L'chor, the way Rashi, by Yasmin Zagamar, that has to be the case. So, we'll see later, somebody should speak it out. So, so how does it pass to say what? So what does Rashi mean over there that it's that Rashi, the Rav, the Shita? Well, what do they mean when they say that when you're Madlik B'tei Shalchaveri, it's called an Odom HaMazik? Moreover, another problem. The Gemara there in Hakainis says that by Madlik B'tei Shalchaveri, even though there's no Ptur of Tomon, but if it was something that was unusual to be there, that he didn't even have, that it wasn't just Tomon that he didn't know about it, but it was Tomon and it was like Havala Le'asuke Adaiti, it was something that's not normally kept there. Instead of in the Godish, instead of it being like farming tools, which he doesn't know that it's there, but at least he can imagine. It's Havel Esukedaiti maybe, but if in the Godish there was an Arniki, so it says in the Gemara over there, then the Kuli Alam Yipot, because we Havel Esukedaiti. And the Pshutoi, that's a new Ptur that has nothing to do with the Gzeres HaKosuv of Tomun. The Gzeres HaKosuv of Tomun is only when you Madlik B'tei Shaloi. Like Tosafot there speaks out, the Pasuk's talking about Madlik B'tei Shaloi. By Madlik B'tei Shaloi, you don't have the Gzeres HaKosuv of Tomun. So why are you potter when it's the Havala Sukhya Dai? So why when it's Kalim that are the Havala Sukhya Dai, is he potter anyway? The Chor, that's a Svara. That since the Havala Sukhya Dai, so he's honest. He's supposed to know the guy keeps the Arniki in the Godish. The Chor, that's an honest Baal. The problem is, Esther Amban, so is that true by other Mazikim? Let's say a guy had a Shor, and the show is mazik. And the show went and it was mazik. There's no Ptur Tomen, there's a chosur for sure. Let's say you have a show, you didn't watch the show, you peshay, the show went out, and it was mazik and arniki in the Godish. Would you say this potter? Because the halal is okay and daiter. Well, shemayna me'alam. And it's kemat, according to most shayna, the Gemara Mufresh says that it's not true. That you chayav. Esther Mang, why is it different than, we're talking already, Madbek Teshul Chaveri. Madbek Teshul Chaveri don't have exerts of Pasuk of Taman. So we're just talking in Svar. So if we're just talking in Svar, the halal is okay and daiter, what's the difference between Eish and Shor? So Mekoyach that kash, there are bound there's different shat in the Gemara, and he's clear, and he holds that there's no such tour of Lehavah Lehsukei Dai. He has a different shat in the Gemara. But the other Rishonim learn the Gemara, other Rishonim understand, most Rishonim understand the Gemara, that there's a tour of Lehavah Lehsukei Dai. If there's Arnik in a Godesh, you put the Baish. Why is it different than Shor? And he shows in the Rambam, I don't want to go, you can look up, he shows in the Rambam Mufurish, the Rambam holds that there's a Ptur of Lahavla Esukhe Daita Be'esh. And there's Mufurish in the Rambam that by Shor, if he was Ma, if there's no such Ptur. Shor and Mazik, there's no such Ptur. Yeah, so what's the difference? There's three kashas here. There's three kashas that Rav Leib is discussing. It's glad I go through Rav Leib inside. It's very beautiful, but very sad. It's very. But there's three kashas. Kasha number one. Rashi says that the reason why there's no Ptur Tobin when you're mad at Matosh Shal Chaveri is because he's an Odom Hamasik. Rashi, the Sheet of Shem, the Ravid, it's Odom HaMazik. He's a Mazik V'yadai. That's why you don't have Tom. You know, that's why you don't have the Ptur Tom when you're Mazik Ptur Shal Chaver. So, Kasha number one is B'chayr. We only even in Reish Lachish. Reish Lachish holds Ishim Ishim Amoyne. If Ishim Ishim Amoyne, because La Mikayich HaKozol, how could it become Odom HaMazik? What's the difference if you're Mazik Ptur Shal Chaver? It's still not Mikayich HaKozol. That's Kasha number one. Some of this we touched on yesterday, but now we're going to see the whole context. Kasha number two. The whole case of Talmud is Kol L'chitzur. If not like Lishna Kam Rashi, when the Poshet of Shabbat in the Gemara, the whole din of Talmud is by Kol L'chitzur. When it's no longer Chitzur at all, even according to Rav Yechon. And it's in that case that the Gemara is Mechalek between Madlik Teshuloi and Madlik Teshul Chaveri. So the whole din of Madlik Teshul Chaveri is talking about a case where it's Kol L'chitzur. So that again, not only is it Sherek, you know, what about Reish Lakish, the Isha Mishum Mimari? Even in Rav Yechon, the Isha Mishum Chitzur, Ish is only Mishum Chitzov when it's not Kol L'chitzov. But when it's Kol L'chitzov, then Rav Yochanan is the same as Reish Lakish. Then it's merely Ish Mishum Amoina. So how can Rashi say that the reason why there's Tomin by Matnik, but there's a Ptur Tomin by Matnik Ptur Shaloi, and there's no Ptur Tomin when you're Matnik Ptur Shal Chaveroi, is because when you're Matnik Ptur Shal Chaveroi, it's like he was Mazik B'yadayim. I would understand that maybe if it was not Kol L'chitzov, I'll leave it to Rav Yochanan. But we're going in Kol L'chitzov. Kol Chitzov is not Chitzov. If it's not Chitzov, how could it be Kiyilu Mazik? How could it be that it's Mazik B'yadayim? That's the second question. And the third question is that the Gemara says over there in Tanakh Aleph, the way from Matthew we're showing that Gemara, that even by Mazik Potential Chaveri, when there's no Ptur Tomun, but if it's Lehavala Le'asuki Adaite, if it's some, you know, he has an Arniki in the Godesh, which who keeps the Arniki in the Godesh? So then you put there even by Mazik Potential Chaveri, and Poshup Shad is the way Rashi over there says, because like have a little Esukei Adaiti. So Chaim is honest. In fact, it's Fekter Amban. What do you mean? You don't find that by other Mesikim. That if you're honest, you didn't know that the Nisik was going to be there. You have a Shor, you would be a Peshay in the Shor. The Shor went and was Mazik. So we start to think, well, the thing that he was Mazik, did you know the things over there? The Shor is Mazik. You have to start worrying, you know, how did I know that the Nisik is going to be there? It's enough that you're a Peshay in the Mazik. You don't have to be a Peshay in the Nisik. Let's go back to square one. The Ptur Tomin itself. Torah says is a Ptur Tomin Pesh. And Rashi learns that the Gedra of the Ptur Tomin is because it lacks in Lipshi. Pesach Chaylik, it's Exeis HaKosov, but Sheet is Rashi that lacks in the Pshit. Or even lacks in the Pshit. He was a Peshay in the Hadlokas age. The lack of Pshit is in the Nizik. He didn't know that the Tumim thing was there. Where do you find that you have to be, that you have to be Peshay in the Nizik? After all, the Tosha Ben Peretz asked the Rashi. After all, you don't find that by other Mazikim. And in this case, sure, it's enough to be Peshay in the Shor, you don't have to be Peshay in the Dovra and Nizik. As long as you're Peshay, that you were Peshay in the Shor, you didn't watch the Shor, and your Shor could get to that place. So it's called the Peshay, you don't have to worry, but I have to know that the thing is there. This part I said yesterday. Even according to Rashi, that the reason why Talmud is potter is because it's a lack in the pshiyah, but it's exeis hakosu takta, that by eish it's not enough to be pshiyah in the masik, you have to be pshiyah in the nizik too. You have to be pshiyah in the dover hanizik. The pshiyah has to be not only there was pshiyah in the shmiras eish, the pshiyah has to be it's a kulin eish. The pshiyah has to be not only I was pshiyah in the eish, I was pshiyah in the eish vis-a-vis the dover hanizik. And therefore, by Talmud, where it lacks in the pshiyah vis-a-vis the dover hanizik. So that's exeris hakosu of the Talmud is potter. So about it's exeris hakosu. By other mazikim, there would be no such tour. Because by other mazikim, you only have to be pesay in the mazik, you don't have to be pesay in the dover hanizik. By eish, the Torah is mechadish that the pshia has to be in the dover hanizik, and Talmud lacks in the pshia. Because I didn't know that it's there. It's havelah l'sukei adaiti, but still, it's not a full fledged pshia. I didn't know that it's there. I didn't know he keeps his farming implements in his garden. Many people do, but I didn't know that he does. So that's not called the pshia in the dover hanizik. And male is a ptur of Tomer. Therefore, says Rashi, that's only that's Pratan Abayis Kasha. By Adam Amazik, you don't have such a ptur. By Adam Amazik, even if by Adam Amazik you don't find they have to be Adam Mud Lailam, what does it matter? It's not Peshay in the Dovra Nisik. And Adam is always a Peshay. Adam Mud Lailam, Adam is always considered to be a Peshay. So male is a Peshay clap of the Dovra Nisik also. That's Pratan Abayis Kasha. And what back answers called Lechitza and so on. Mela says of late. The reason why when you're madik b'teishol chaveri there's no ptur of tamar. The Gemara says when you're madik b'teishol chaveri there's no ptur of tamar. So Rashi said, the Ravid said, because he's like a mazik b'yadai. Question was, what do you mean mazik v'yadayim? First of all, what about Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish doesn't hold that Eish is like a mazik v'yadayim at all. Number two, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the din of Tomer is by kol lechitza, according to Pashup Shach and Gemara. By kol lechitza, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not a mazik v'yadayim. So how could these Rishonim say that when you're madlik v'toshel chaver, you're an odom ha-mazik, and that's why there's no ptur of Tomer? Says of Leib, again, I said this yesterday, but now we see it in the wire of said. Says of Leib, the pshat is the Nirishayim never meant to say that when you matik v'toshel chaveroi the Shem Mazik is Odom HaMazik. A part of the Shem Mazik is Momen HaMazik. First of all, according to Rish Lakish for sure, and even according to Rav Yochanan, at least in the case of Kol Lechitzov, the Shem HaMazik is not Odom HaMazik, it's Kol Lechitzov. The Shem Mazik about is Momen HaMazik. But the Ptur Tomun doesn't have to do with the Shem HaMazik. The Ptur Tomun has to do with the Pshia, and the Pshia. And it's because it lacks in the pshia. Talmud is not such a big pshia. Talmud is not such a big pshia when I'm matik b'tosh shali. So my pshia is not guarding my eish. That's a kind of pshia of mabon amazik. If it's talmud, then it's not such a big pshia. But if I'm matik b'tosh shal chaveroi, that means that at least when I did the mokam agachelus, the mokam where I began to be mavir. Or Bechal, I look at that. The Pshia there is a Pshia of Adam HaMazik. Even clapping the rest of the field, Bendis. When I go to somebody else's field and I set fire to the whole field, so about the Shev, the moment, it's Lav Mikoychik also. Or Kol Lechitzov. So Kol Lechitzov, the Shem Mazik is a moment HaMazik. But what's the Pshia? The Pshia, it says Rashi in the Rashi, the Pshia is Adam HaMazik. Because I did a Maisa Biyadayim deliberately to be Mazik somebody else's field. So the Pshia is a Pshia of Adam HaMazik. The mazik itself, the shem mazik, is mamana mazik. But the pshia, that's all Rashi and the Rivan meant. The pshia is odama mazik. The pshia is a pshia of kilo hizik biyadayim. If the pshia is a pshia of Adam HaMazik, they don't have a p'tur of tamid. Because the p'tur of tamid is a lack in the pshia. And it's only a lack in the pshia klapi shoyim, klapi momen HaMazik. It's not a lack in the pshia klapi Adam HaMazik. Therefore, he says a step further. Okay, so what about what the Gemara says? The Gemara says that even when you're matik potential chaveroi and you don't have the p'tur of tamid, we're explaining because then it's Adam HaMazik, like it's Rashi, it's Rashi, because it's Adam HaMazik, says the Gemara, but it's still, you're still only chayiv if the things that are tomun are things that you might expect to be there. But if thing that's tomun is something which is lehavelu lasuki adaite, it's arniki begodish, then you're potter even by matik v'tel shulchaner. And b'pshuti, that has nothing to do with the exeris hakosav of tomun, because the exeris hakosav of tomun doesn't apply when you matik v'tel shulchaner, only when you matik v'tel shulchaner. So it's just a svara. Yes, there are man. If it's just a svara, you don't find that by other mazikim. By a shore, if a shore is mazik and arnik in the goddess, you're not potter. So what's the difference? That was the Raman's kasha. Says of lay, even though it's hak not exist a kasha, it's only a svara. Because he told him madik to shchaver, it's only a svara. But the svara is built on something that we already know by Eish, because we already know by Eish from the Torah of Talmud that Eish has a special feature. That you have to be a peshe, not only klapi the mazik, but also klapi the dovra nesim. And that's a special feature of Eish that was nischadish in the din of tamar. So therefore, it's taka true that if you're talking about a regular tamun, the guy keeps his tractor in his godish, so that's a regular tamun that's havel lasukei adaite. So that tour, that zeres hakosuv, only applies when you madik teshuloi, not when you madik teshulchaveri. Because when you madik teshulchaveri, it's already odom hamazik, it's a pshi of odom hamazik. And the pshiv of Odom HaMazik, Odom Hu'ud La'olam, it doesn't matter that he doesn't know that the goddess is, that the tractor is there. That's the din of Odom HaMazik. You're always considered to be a peshay, even anything that's you're considered to be a peshay. But if it's something which is lehavel lasukei adaite, it's a goddess, it's an arnaki in the goddess. So then, even by Odom HaMazik, you're not considered to be a peshay, because that's considered to be a lack of pshia, even klapei Odom HaMazik. It's like the onus. One second, but the Ramban asked. So how come that's not true by a shor? By a shor, if the shor went out and was mazik in an arnik in a godish, you're not potter. Why don't you say that he's an onus? Says of late, the answer is, because that's still true, even when you're mazik to shor chaveri, it's a higher level of shi, of other mazik and so on. But it's still true that Eish has a difference, than the Eish is different than other mazikim. In Eish, the shi has to be in the dover hanizik. And by other mazikim, you don't need a shi in the dover hanizik. So by a shor, you have to have it. You have to be pesheya in the mazik. You have to be pesheya in the mazik. So if you're pesheya, you have to be pesheya in the mazik. So I let my shor out. I was pesheya in the mazik. I didn't lock up the door in front of my shor. I'm a pesheya in the mazik. I don't need that I should be a pesheya in the mazik vis-a-vis the dovra nizik. It doesn't matter to me if I know about the dovra nizik. I don't know about the dovra nizik, because by other mazikim, I'm not looking for a pesheya in the dovra nizik vis-a-vis the dovra nizik. I'm only looking at pesheya klapi vis-a-vis the dovra mazik. But by Eish, with the Torah is mechadish. That the gather of pshia by an eish that it has to be a pshia vis-a-vis the dover hanizik. So even by the Odom HaMazik version of eish, madik v'teshul chaveri, where the pshia is a pshia of Odom HaMazik, and even if it's kol lechitza, but it's a pshia of Odom HaMazik. Fine, it's a pshia of Odom HaMazik. But even in Odom HaMazik, the pshia of Odom HaMazik has to still be a pshia vis-a-vis the dover hanizik. And if it's something that's lehavel lasukei adaiti, it's an arniki in a godish that. Even the level of Adam HaMazik is lehavel lasukei adaite, then an Eish is considered, then an Eish lacks even in the pshia of Adam HaMazik. Notice, it goes hakamen akotzel akotzel. By a shor, we only have to be pshia in the mazik. So an arneki in the godish is a pshia even by mamon HaMazik. It's my shor, it's not me. Even if my shor went out, it was mazik. I don't need a little bit, a high level of pshia, it's talking about a shor. It doesn't, but an arneki in the godish is a full-fledged pshia. Because I was peshay in the shor, who cares if I was peshay in the arnagi? But by Eish, we have to have a pshia klapi the dover hanizik, then not only when you're talking about ishim ishim imoino, when you're talking about the pshia of moment amazik, but even if you madlik teshul chaveri, when it's a pshia of odom amazik, but if it's something which we have like a sukkah diet and we don't have, then it lacks in the pshia, because even klapi odom amazik, if you don't know that it's there and you have no way of expecting that it should be there, because it's very unusual to put a godish to put an arnagi into a godish, then that's considered to be a lack of pshia, even on a level of Odom HaMazik when it comes to Eish. it's a whole vocabulary of Leib. But it's very important. What I want to show you in a minute is that Rav Leib didn't have the Chiddush of the Talmud HaRashba. But the Rav Leib, that Rav Leib was mamish mechav and a lot of things there in Talmud HaRashba. Because if in the light of the ideas that Rav Leib worked out, we can understand the Talmud HaRashba, which otherwise is very hard to understand. So the main Kuddus over here are, that Rav Leib is telling us, is number one, that the Ptur of Tomun is a Ptur that has to do with the lack of Shir. Which he really says in Rashi. Has to do with the lack of Shir. And that's the difference between Madag Toshaloy and Madag Toshal Chavera. Rashi says the difference is because when you mat the Toshal Chavera, it's Kilu Yuzik B'Yadayim. Rav Leib explains it doesn't mean you leave that he's Madag B'Yadayim Mamish. According to Rish Lakash, Yishim Mishim Mori, not Mamish Madag B'Yadayim. Even according to Rav Yechanan, Toman by definition, according to Pashuk Rav Nilor, is always talking about Kol Lechitzo. If it's not Kol Lechitzo, there's never a Ptur Toman. Whenever we talk about Toman, according to the Pashuk Rav Nilor, our Gemara, we know that we're talking about Kol Lechitzo. Because the Ptur of Toman was said only by Kol Lechitzo. So when it's Kol Lechitzo, you're not a Mazik B'Yadayim. So how can Rashi say that the Gemara over there that says that you only have Tomim when you're Madik Tashaloi, but there's no Ptur Tomim when you're Madik Tashalchaveroi, is because Kilu Yizik V'Yadayim. The minute we say the word Tomim, that's it. We know that we're in the world of Kol Lechitzov. That's our Gemara. Because if it's like Kol Lechitzov, then the Ptur Tomim doesn't start. So by definition, if we're talking about distinctions within Tomim, that there's a Ptur Tomim when you're Madik Tashaloi, and there's no Ptur Tomim when you're Madik Tashalchaveroi, we have to be talking about a case that it was Kol Lechitzov. Well, if it's Kol Lechitzov, then even Rav Yochanan holds that Yishim Mishim Amayinai. So if it's Yishim Mishim Amayinai, so what are you talking about? That he says, what's Rashi saying? That potential chaveri, there's no to tomen because he kilu hidlit biyadayim, kilu he was ma'abed biyadayim. What do you mean ma'abed biyadayim? It's Yishim Mishim Amayinai. Says Rav Leib, it means the pshia shabbat. A lot of the shema mazik, the metzias is it's a moment of mazik. Yishim Mishim Amayinai. But what's the pshia that's mechayim you? Because every chi of mazik comes from a pshia. In order to be chafed. So what's the pshia? Normally the pshia is I didn't wash my mamon. By other mamasik the pshia is I didn't wash myself. By mamon mamasik the chiyuv is I didn't wash my mamon. By madik b'toshel chaveri Rashi is telling me even though it's a mamon mamasik, but the pshia is a pshia of other mamasik because I went via daim and I set fire to somebody else's godish. So it's a pshia of other mamasik. About it, this fascist of the age is Lamikoyche Kozel and it's called Lechitzo, so it's a moment of Mazik for Mitzias. And I'm Chayav only because Mimoni is. I wasn't Mazik via Dime. It's called Lechitzo. But at the end of the day, the Pshia was a Pshia on the level of Adam Mazik. It's not a Pshia because I didn't watch my age. It's a Pshia because I went and I was Mazik via Dime by setting fire to somebody else's Godish. It's a Pshia of Adam Mazik, even though the Shem HaMazik itself is, Momen HaMazik. But Toman has to do with the Pshia. Toman is a Ptur mitzad the Pshia. Madat shalo yav a Ptur Toman because it lacks in the Pshia, because the Pshia of Momen HaMazik and in Momen HaMazik Toman is not Chai, like Rav Leib explains, because by Eish you have to be a Mazik even vis-a-vis the Dover HaNizik. And the Madat Toshal Chaveri, that's already Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik, that's a Pshia of Odom HaMazik, not literally Odom HaMazik, but it's a Pshia of Odom HaMazik, and the Pshia of Odom HaMazik there's no ptur of tavon because adam would loyelam. Except that's only if it's like a tractor or something that he could imagine might be there. But something that's not on somebody's radar screen at all. A godish, an arnaki in a godish. Somebody kept his computer in the godish. That even by adam amazik is not a pshia. Even though by shor it would be. Well, normally it would be because normally you only have to be shor in the dover amazik, not in the dover anizik. But by Eish, we have to be a share of the Dover and Nizik. So somebody keeps an arnaki in a Godish, which we have in a Sukkah Adaite. That's a lack of Shia, even the level of Adam Amas. That's that. Ad kan divrei Rav Leib. So now let's take a look at the Talmud HaRashba. I actually don't. Well, I don't have it. I sent it to you. Anybody have it printed out? There's more about it. Talmud Rashi brings a kasha from Rabbeinu Yehuda. He brings Agamara, the Pashup Shap in Agamara, that after it's that the Ptur of Toman is only by Kol Lechitzov. I think the printed version of Rashi, the simple Pashat in Agamara, the Ptur of Toman, Kol's mind is not Kol Lechitzov, so that's Chitz by Chitzov, that's Odom HaMazik, there you don't have the Ptur of Tamar. The Ptur of Tamar was only said after it's Kalulei, after it's Kalulichis. The Pashup Shad in the way. So he brings the Shem Rabbeinu Yoina, Hikshar Rav Rabbeinu Yoina, from the Gemara in Akainis. That says, Gemara in Akainis brings a Braisa. That Matik Potential Chaveri doesn't have a Ptur of Tamar. Ptur of Tamar is only when you're mad at Potential Chaveri. When you're mad at Potential Chaveri, there's no Ptur of Tamar. In fact, Akasha, just 1 second. If the whole Ptur of Tamar is only by Kol Lechitzov, that means that that Gemara also has to be talking about Kol Lechitzov. Like I said before, by definition, according to Agamara, whenever you talk about Taman, you have to be talking about Kol Lechitzov. So that Raisa that says that Taman is only by Madak Tosh Shaloi and not by Madak Tosh Shalchaveri must be talking about Kol Lechitzov. So he has Kol Lechitzov. So by Kol Lechitzov, he says, then what's the difference if you're Madak Tosh Shalchaveri? Why are you, well, even if you're Madak Tosh Shalchaveri, why are you Chayav on Taman if it's Kol Lechitzov? He says, after all, when you lit the fire, there was a gather there, you were honest. Elamai Yechayev, because you were, because it fell down, and Hayule Likdov Legodar. That's Mammon. That's like Shayru de Leitopach Bate. And once it's Mammon, it's a Mammon Amazik, so what difference does it make if it's Madik Teshalay or Madik Teshal Chaver? Afkan Rabbeinu. So the Talmud Rashi himself says, "Any maven kushizu." I don't know what one thing has to do with the other. Fine. So it's mamon. It's called the chitzov. It's yishum yishum mamone. What does it have to do with the distinction with matik utar shaloi and matik utar shel chaver? That's the distinction. What he says. What Rish Lakish? You don't think Rish Lakish has that distinction? Rish Lakish also has that brisa that matik that the ptur tamon is only by matik utar shaloi and not by matik utar shel chaver. And Rish Lakish also says it's always yishum yishum mamone. The distinction between Madat Toshaloi and Madat Toshachaveri has nothing to do whether Ishus Mishum Chitzev or Ishus Mishum Amayna. What about Rish Lakish? Doesn't have a concept of Ishus Mishum Chitzev at all. He still has to agree to the Braisa that there's a difference between Madat Toshaloi and Madat Toshachaveri. Just one thing has absolutely nothing to do with the other. It's exactly a kosov that Madat Toshaloi has a Ptur of Tomah and Madat Toshachaveri doesn't have a Ptur of Tomah. So what do you want? We're talking about Kol Lechitzov. So what? So it's Mimayna. Rish Lakish's world is always Mimayna. So what? There's a difference in Madak Toshalay, Madak Toshalay, and Madak Toshalay Chaver. Rabbeinu Yonah, what do you want? Ask the Talmud Rashi. The answer is, Rabbeinu Yonah holds, like Rashi, the way of Leib was masbrit, that the difference between Madak Toshalay and Madak Toshalay Chaver is because when you're Madak Toshalay Chaver, it's Taka has a din of Adam HaMazik. He says, what do you mean? What about Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish holds Yishum Yishum Amayna. Teretz says, with Rav Leib's Hasbara. Yeah, Rish Lakish holds the Etzim Shem Mazik is always Amayna. But the Pshia of Matik Tosh Chaveri is still a Pshia of Adam Amazik. And that's why Matik Tosh Chaveri is Chayiv. Because it's a Pshia of Adam Amazik, not a Pshia of Mammon Amazik. And that's the Pshat in the Rashi and the Ravid. Which Rabbeinu Yonah simply assumed, Rabbeinu Yonah held, that the reason why Matik Tosh Chaveri is Chayiv, why there's no Tur Tomen when you're Matik Tosh Chaveri, is the way Rashi Taka says in Samach Aleph, the way the Shita brought from the Ravid, because in Yomadek Toshel Chaveroi, it's called Hizik B'Yadayim. It's called Onam HaMazik. How could that be? What about Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish holds Yishum Yishum Amayimai. Says the answer is, the Shem Mazik is Yishum Yishum Amayimai. But the Pshia, in the Pshia makes a difference. What's the Pshia Shaboy? What's the Sharti is Niskoy? Madik Tashaloy, the Pshia is because I didn't wash my age? Madik, either because of Rish Lakish or because Kol Lechitzov, it's a Chiv because I didn't wash my age? By Madik Tashal Chaveroy, that's a Pshia of Odom Amazik. It's a Pshia of Odom Amazik, then you have, if it's a Pshia of Odom Amazik, then there's no Ptur Tomim, because Odom would lie them. So what's Rabbeinu Yonah's cash exactly? So what's Rabbeinu Yonah's cash? That's certainly Rabbeinu Yonah's background. That's where he's coming from. In other words, the Talmud HaRashba says that the difference between Madak Toshaloi and Madak Toshaloi is Exeris HaKosu Baalim. He says, after all, it's nothing to do with Adam HaMazik, Mammon HaMazik. He says, it's Exeris HaKosu. He says, Beferish. He says, Rish Lakish holds, it's always Adam, it's always Mammon HaMazik. And yet there's a distinction between Madak Toshaloi and Madak Toshaloi. He says it must be that it's exeris hakosuv. He says umishut exeris hakosuv. Don't need to do anything else. It's a pure Xeris HaKosuv. There's no Sfaras, so it doesn't matter whether it's Mamun Mazik, Odom Mazik, Xeris HaKosuv, Madik Lishalay has a Ptur Tomer, Madik Lishalay doesn't have a Ptur Tomer. That's very much like Tosus in Samech Aleph, who says that the difference between Madik Lishalay and Madik Lishalay is Xeris HaKosuv. That's how the Talmud of Rashba thought. But Rabbeinu Yonah thinks, like Rashi, like the Ravid, like that the difference between Madik Tosh Shaloi and Madik Tosh Shalchaveri is that Madik Tosh Shaloi is a pshia on the level of Mamun HaMazik, and Madik Tosh Shalchaveri is a pshia on the level of Odom HaMazik. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah asks his kasha. What's his kasha? Now his kasha taka actually a very strong kasha, and this is a very new kasha, a new tasha. What the Talmud of Rashba is asking is, if the reason why by Madlik Potential Chaveroi is Chayiv, the reason why Madlik Potential Chaveroi there's no Ptur Tomun is because it's a Pshia on the level of Odom HaMazik. And if it says in the Agamara that the case of Tomun is always by Kol Lechitzov, because if it's not Kol Lechitzov, then it's by Odom HaMazik and it's Odom Muzlailom. So he says, so what's the Pshat? By Madlik Potential Chaveroi, even if you say that Madlik Potential Chaveroi is an Odom HaMazik, it's a pshi of Odom HaMazik. But after it's kol lechitzov, it's no longer a pshi of Odom HaMazik. Now it's a pshi of Mamun HaMazik. Because, he says, and this is Mamash what Rabbeinu Yonah says, when he lit the fire b'toich sod shtei chaveri, there was a gedder. At that point, if we would say, one second, what are you doing? You're going to burn down the other field too. So we say, the other field is a gedder. So he's honest in the other field. So bad, he's an Odom HaMazik in this field, but he's not an Odom HaMazik in the other field. Elamai, but later the getter fell down and Oyel lived there, and he could have fixed it and stopped his fire from spreading to field number two. He says that's not a pshia of Odom HaMazik. That's a pshia of Mamun HaMazik. He has a fire. Yeah, the fire happens to be in somebody else's field, in field number one. But now it's going to spread to field number two. He's not being goyded to stop it. That's a pshia of Mamun HaMazik. A pshia of Mamun HaMazik should have a Ptur Tomun. Once you're talking about Kol Lechitzov, he says that even in, when you're Madlik B'Toich Stei Chaveri, it's only a Pshi of Mamun HaMazik. It's not a Pshi of Odom HaMazik. So why is it Taka Chilip? Without Rav Leib's vocabulary, this Talmud Rashi was sosa. But now it's Mamash Lichtig. He's asking a very clear kasha. He's going with Shitas Rashi. That the difference between Madlik Tosh Shaloi and Madlik Tosh Shalchaveri has to do with the level of Pshia. But Tosh Shaloi, it's a level of Pshia of Mamun HaMazik. But Tosh Shalchaveri, it's a level of Pshia of Odom HaMazik. That's what Rashi says over there is Ki Lezik V'yadai. His kasha is, and that's why it's beautiful. That's like Rashi, like Rav Leib explained, everything's sunny. But the problem, but then he comes up with a bombshell. It's interesting, Rav Leib wasn't even in this problem. Which is, the whole case is Kol Lechitzov. The whole case of Tomun is always Kol Lechitzov. Once it's Kol Lechitzov, even when you're Madlik Tosh Shalchaveri, the Pshia that's on the level of Odom HaMazik is what you were Mazik up till the gedder. That you knew you're burning up. That's about a Pshia of Odom HaMazik. But the next field over, behind the gedder, when he set the fire, there was no Pshia in that. Elamai, but later the getter fell, and Ha'yolei lived there, and he could have fixed it and stopped the fire. Okay, that's a pshia. At the end of the day, that's a pshia of Shmiras Meloidek. He has a fire going, and he's not stopping it from going further. So that's a pshia of Mamun HaMazik. Pshia of Mamun HaMazik. So why can't it have a Ptur Tomun? It's a big kasha and Rashi. We'll see in a second what Rabbeinu Yonah answers for this kasha. But for Rashi, it's a problem. Because of this problem, Rabbeinu Yonah is a whole different shot in the Gemara. Very radical shot. Also, it's interesting, strange shot. But we'll see. But for Rashi, it's a problem. You want to answer? Let's state the problem exactly. Rashi says in Samech Aleph that the reason why Madlik Tosh Shalchaveri doesn't have a Ptur Tomun is not because it's Xeris HaKosuv, but because it's Kilu Hizik V'yadai. That's how he means it's a which Rav Leib translates as it's a pshi on the level of Odom HaMazik. Once it's a pshia on the level of Adam and Mazik, then there's no p'tur tamah like last year's by us. Adam would like. The problem is, in Agamar it says that by definition, the case of tamah is always a case of kol lechitzah. If it's kol lechitzah, then even if you're mad, then kreshul chaveiro, l'chor is not a pshia of Adam and Mazik. It's a pshia on the level of Mammon and Mazik. So what's Rashi and Samachalik going to do with Agamar? Maybe asked about Kol Lechitzav, I don't remember. I don't remember this. Maybe he does.
Rebbe said it earlier too.
No, this one I didn't say it. I don't remember from asking, but if you find this, then tell me. I don't. This particular kasha, how can you say that the reason why Madik Tosh Chaveiro doesn't have a Torah Talmud is because Kilo Hizik B'Yadayim, it's a Pshiv Adam Mazik? How can you say that when in Agamar it says that the case of Talmud is always Kol Lechitzov, and by Kol Lechitzov, the Chor, even Tosh Chaveiro is not a Pshiv Adam Mazik? That's Chor B'Kasha and Rashi. So I think it's a Posh Teisa for Rashi, just in the Cheshbon. It's not a kasha in the Gemara. It's not the Gemara. I think the answer is going to have to be. I mean, I'm not sure, but I think the answer will be that in the Chinami, that Rashi and Samach Aleph will go like the Lishna Kama Rashi, because the Lishna Kama. Okay, and again, I guess a little bit confusing, but the Lishna Kama of Rashi and Agamar learns that the Ptur of Tamar was even Kaidim Shikol Lechitzel. That's just for kids anyway. It's not going through the whole chesed. But Rashi and Agama learns that the Gemara's answer is that you have a Torah Talmud even Kaidim. The Gemara's chayzer from Nafal Agedah. The Gemara says no. Rav Yechon also is not mechayev as chitzav unless it's also memaynoi, and therefore you have a Torah Talmud even Kaidim shekalu lechitzav, because the Torah Talmud taka. Now, even Kaidim shekalu lechitzav, when you madak toshal shaloi, the pshi is a pshi of mamon amazik. Point to listen to Kama Rashi. The Gemara initially answered Kol Lechitzel. The Gemara answered Kol Lechitzel, then you should be part of the Gemara. The Kitzel, the Gemara answers according to Rashi, the Gemara says Chayzer Elo, and the Gemara says Rav Yochanan and Islam Nami Yishu Mishum Amoni, which according to Rashi means that the Gemara, not up till now, we thought that Yishu Mishum Chitzel means it's Mamish Chitzel. It's Mamish Chitzel, it's Mamish Odom Amazah. So the Gemara says no. It has. To be chitzav, it first has to be memayna. What does it mean? In other words, you have to have the pshi of memayna. The pshi is memayna, mamon amazik. Once you have the pshi of mamon amazik, so then we could the etzim, then we mechayiv you as chitzav dalad var. As it says in Lishtakam Rashi, and the Rambam also says this, that it has this duality, that the pshi is a pshi of mamon amazik. That's why you have a p'tur tamah, because in tamah there's no pshi of mamon amazik. But once you have a pshia mamon amazik, then the Torah is mechayiv you. Then the Torah gives the din of chitzav, and you chayiv in dalad var. The kitzah, the way Rashi learns, the way the Lishna Kama Rashi learns the Gemara, the whole question falls off, because the way Rashi learns the Lishna Kama Rashi, the p'tur of tamid is not by kol lechitzav. The p'tur of tamid is even by kaidim shekol lechitzav, because even kaidim shekol lechitzav, it's the pshia is a pshia of mamon amazik when you're madlik b'toyich shaloi. But it says the Gemara Samachalik, but if you're madik with Toshil Chaveroi, then it's takif Shia of Odom Amazik. If it's Shia of Odom Amazik, then you don't have up to a Toma. So I think in Echadami, Rashi and Samachalik, who says that the reason why madik Toshil Chaveroi doesn't have up to a Toma, will be like the Lishna Kam of Rashi, that the Tur Toma is only Kodim Shekol Lechitzel. According to the Lishna Basra of Rashi, the printed Rashi, that the Tur Toma is only after Shekol Lechitzel, then you'll have to say that madik Toshil Chaveroi that suggests Kosov doesn't have up to a Toma, like Tosis, like the Talmud HaRashi. Talmud HaRashi, the Rabbi Yonim himself, he has this problem. Because he learns the Gemara, he has this problem. You know. he learns the Gemara that there's no Ptur Taman Kaidim Shekal Lechitzov. So the Ptur Taman is only after Shekal Lechitzov. So what's the difference? Madab Ptur Shekal Lechitzov, Madab Ptur Shekal Lechitzov? After Kal Lechitzov, it's anyway only a Pshir Maman Amazin. So to answer this problem, Rabbeinu Yonis is a different Teretz. Let him saw the Talmud Rashba. Rabbeinu Yonis is a different Teretz. He says a different pshat in the Gemara. He says Rav Kosel Mikayet Koshuzu. The Ptur Tamon is taken not only when it's Nafal Hageder, the Ptur Tamon is Kaidim Shenafal Hageder. Okay, it sounds like he's headed to Lishna Kama, but that's not where he's headed. He also learns this Chazor and the Gemara, but different than Rashi. Elamayri, when do you have a Ptur Tamon? After all, Ishim Shem Chitzo. Why is there a Ptur Taman? You have a Pshiv Chitzov. Teretz says the Ptur of Taman is talking about Kigain Bald Leika Oimid Shom B'Shas Hanezik U'B'Yodu L'Sakim V'Hu Muzer U'Mitzuvah Kol Shol Lidder L'Sakim. The Din of Taman is talking about where when you lit the fire, you didn't just run away. He lit the fire and then he stayed there till the Shas Hanezik, till the Shas Hanezik, and he could have stopped the fire at any moment. He could have put up a Geder at any moment and stopped it, and he didn't. And therefore, so then his chiyuv is hakas mamon hamazik as ishim ishim emaynoi, like shayir who beleitofach bapei. Ube inyan zeh patar kosevus atoman, and that's where the Ptur Taman applies. Avol kshein leishon b'shas hanezik beinei roi l'sakin. But if he's not there b'shas hanezik, he went away, so he couldn't stop the fire because he's not there to stop the fire. Then asoya kosuk kiluzar chetz mitchila b'shas adleiko. Then it's takishim ishim chitzov. And the Koriya Mavir Sabeiro, and the Torah calls him a Mavir Sabeiro, that's the crow that's Mesael Rav Yechonu, that it's Ishim Shum Chitzov, the Chayav al Atomim, and therefore he's Chayav Atomim. And some of this solves the problem of Mavir Kodesh Chavero. Because the case of, it's not a case, nothing's Nafal again. The case is that there was no Gether. There was never a Gether. The Gemara's bottom line is that he reads the Gemara. First thing, we thought Nafal Hageder, and we said, no, they didn't go in Ami. The Gemara said, Elo, it's Chazor. Man, the Isli Mishim Chitzu, the Isli Nami Mishim Amayno, Uki Gan Shehoyle, Ligdor Velay Godra. That doesn't mean he could have fixed the fence that fell down. There was no fence that fell down. Hoyle Ligdor means he could have put up a firewall and stopped the Ish. He was there waiting around, the Hoyle Ligdor, and he could have made a fence to stop the fire. Velay Godra, and he didn't. And that's called Shoyu Velay Topach Bapeh. And if it's Shayu Bali Tovach Abepe, that's Ishim Ishim Amani, and there's a Ptur Taman. But when Rav Yochanan said Ishim Ishim Chitzov, that's where he didn't wait around. He let the fire and he walked away. That's already Ishim Ishim Chitzov. Ishim Ishim Chitzov, there you don't have a Ptur Taman. And then he doesn't carry through, but before you have to carry through. That therefore by Matik Potential Chaveroi, we're talking about the same kind of case, where he was Matik Potential Chaveroi, and he stood around and he could have stopped the fire. But now already, we don't look at it as, but since he's Matik Peshel Chaveroi, I don't look at it as Maman HaMazik, I look at it as Odom HaMazik, or at least the Pshir of Odom HaMazik. I've kind of Rebbeinu Yonah. So Pshutoi, it's Mamash Sisri Torah, this Rebbeinu Yonah. First of all, what's he saying? I light a fire and I walk away. That's Ishim Shem Chitzov. I'm Chayim Antamun. But if I stick around, and I could stop the fire, and I just stick around, and I whistle Dixie, and I watch the fire burn down my neighbor's Godish, then it's more kal, and then already I'm Potter and Tom. How could that be? You know, Tziv of Arabic, Yerub Yishmei Shmaya, Gemara says. He lights the fire, and he walks away, and doesn't think about it, and the fire goes and burns up a Godish with a tractor inside, then he's Potter, because Potter and Tom. But if he lit the fire and he stuck around, at any moment he could have stopped the fire, but then the fire went and burnt down the Godesh and he didn't stop it, that's like Shari Bele Tofach Bapeh, that's Ishim Ishim Amoinoi, and that's Potter Allah, that's already Potter Allah Tomah. How could that be? How did he get more, how does he get a more lenient in by sticking around? And then if already, what's the difference if he's Matak Toshal Chaver? If somehow we accept that, so what's the difference if he's Matak Toshal Chaver? Mashma. Also, the critical thing is that he has to be the Rishas HaNezek. What if he wasn't the Rishas HaNezek? But he was there for a while. He lit the fire. He stuck around for a while. He could have stopped the fire. Then he left. So that's still called that he was not there Rishas HaNezek. That's his Lashon. Rishas HaNezek is the time that's important. That's still called Ishim Shum Chitzav. It's only if he stays around to the last minute and he mamash watches the Gadish get burnt up, that's Ishim Shum Amani, and then he's Potter Al HaTam. What's the Pshat Ishim Amani? He reads this even into the rift. So I want to suggest the following, a Havana in this Iranian. And again, we're going to use a lot of the vocabulary, a lot of the tools that we've developed up to now in the sugya. Every time a person lights a fire, there's two pshias, according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's the pshia of chitzov. It's like Adam Mazik. It's like Zohar Chetz. That's a pshia of Adam Mazik. In addition, if he could stop the fire and he didn't, there's also a pshia of Mamon Mazik, a pshia of Shmiras Mamonim. Because Rabbi Yochanan is Leinami Yishu Mishim Mamonim, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's that pshia too. So every time every time a person is mavir in the ish, we could be done on the pshia, mitzad the pshia of chitzot, so adam amazik the kevshia. We could be done on the pshia of shmiris mimayna. Shayru v'leitotach bate. He could stop the fire. Now, if he can't stop the fire, then it wouldn't be true. But if he could stop the fire and he didn't, so then we could also be done on the pshia of shayru v'leitotach bate. That pshia is also happening besides the pshia of chitzot. See, that's not normally true. Adam Mazik, you only have the pshia of Adam Mazik. And if he lit the fire and the fire immediately went out of control, then that's all you would have, the pshia of Adam Mazik. But if he lit the fire, but he could stop the fire at any minute. And he didn't. So then besides the pshia of the pshia of Chitzov, you also have the pshia of Mamon Mazik. In the pshia of Adam Mazik, there's no Ptur Tomon. But in the pshia of Mamon Mazik, there could be a Ptur Tomon because it lacks in the pshia. Like Rashi says. And like we saw Ben Yonah also has those hanochas that Toman is a lack of Shia. That's his whole problem in the first place is built on the Havana that Toman is a lack of Shia. That's why it only applies to Mammon of Mazik and not to Adam Mazik. But here, the embassy, you have both. In a case where he could put out the fire and he didn't, so you have both Shias. You have the Shia of Adam Mazik and you have the Shia of Mammon of Mazik. So now the Shaila is, to which Shia are we Miyachas the Nezik? And it's very similar to issues that we had in the past. When you have several pshias, one after another, mosul cheresh, or we miyachas the pshia to the pikeach, or miyachas the nezik to the pshia of the pikeach, or to the pshia of the, so to speak, of the cheresh. Or we had by dlil and then tanagol and dlil. We've had many cases in the past, and we've already seen in Rishonim and Rashi or the Tosafot, right? We've seen in Rishonim as far as the various permutations that's a nidun. Taish doesn't seem to have any of this. Taish tells when you have multiple pshias, so everybody's responsible. But you see, other Rishonim have this concept that when you have multiple pshias, there's a nidoin, which pshia is the siba hakreva, the more proximate cause, and that eclipses the other causes, and we miyachas the nezik to the pshia hakreva. Like we saw by a long time ago, we're not miyachas the nezik, according to Rashi, derived. We're not miyachas the nezik to the pshia of the balad lilu left his lilu out in the open. We're miyachas the pshia to the balad tarnagol, let his tarnagol kick it around. And then kahina, we have many examples. So here we have a case. Here we have a guy who lit a fire, and there's two pshias. There's the pshia of lighting the fire, and there's the pshia of not putting it out in time before it burns up somebody's gadish. Because it's a fire that he could put out. It's not a wildfire that he can't put out. It's a fire that he still could put out. Hoyle Livda. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that it depends. If he was there b'shas ha-nezik, which means that till the last second he could put out the fire, then we're miyakas the nezik, not as originally lighting the fire. Because there was still time to put it out. Then we're miyachas the nezik to the pshia of not putting the fire out before it burnt up the kodesh, because that's the siba hakreva b'yosem. That's the proximate cause. The fire, he could have stopped it in any minute, and he let it go up to the kodesh, and he didn't stop it, And then he burnt up the Kodesh. That's the Sibah Kroiva. Of course, ultimately, it all came about because he lit the fire. But since, between when he lit the fire and now, he could have stopped it at any time, and he stayed there till the Shas HaNezek, and the Shas HaNezek, he also could have put out the fire, and he didn't. So that's considered to be the Siba of the Nezek, and if that's the Siba Nezek, then what she is it? Mamana Mazek. And then there is a Ptutom. And that's the case of Ptutom. Masha'en Kain, if he wasn't there, B'Shas HaNezek, he wasn't there B'Shas HaNezek, so then what's the cause, what Shia do we have to be Miyakas the... He wasn't there to put out the fire. So to what Sibah do we have to be miyachas the Nezek? To what Pshia? To the Pshia of Chitzov, of Odom HaMazik. So that's already Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik, there's no Ptutom. Even though to us it seems counterintuitive, that his being there should make him more potter. But that's how it is, because when he's there, then there's a Pshia of not putting out the fire. That's a Pshia of Momen HaMazik, and that's considered to be the Sibah Sehezek. But if he's not there to put out the fire, then the Siba Sehezek is not the Pshia of not putting out the fire. It's the Pshia of lighting the fire in the first place. And even if it's Mashman Rabbeinu Yonah, he lit the fire and he stuck around for 15 minutes. And he could have put out the fire. But then he left, and then later, half an hour later, it burnt up a Godish. That will still be Miyachasid to the lighting the fire and not putting out the fire. Because since in that case, neither the lighting the fire nor the not putting out the fire were B'Shas HaNezek, they're both earlier events. So then, which is the more important event? The lighting the fire or not putting it out a minute later? Then the lighting the fire is more important. And it's Mashman Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah over there, the way he brings it, is that that's a Gzeiras HaKosov, that the Torah said we look at it as Adam HaMazik. Omra Torah, that we look at that as Hamavir HaSaber, we look at that as Hamavir. Those, even in such a case, that's why he has to stress, it's very Meduik in this Rabbeinu Yonah, he stresses that if he wasn't there, B'Shas HaNezek, Aval K'she'en Yishon B'Shas HaNezek, Ve'en Yeroi L'Sakin, he can't stop it, Asoya HaKosuf Giluzor HaKetz Mitchilu B'Shas HaDlokor, V'Kori HaMavir Sabe'er V'Chayev Al HaTomun. It's still exerts HaKosuf, because in a way you could still say, maybe I should be Miachas the Nezek, not to lighting the fire, but to not putting it out a second later. So no, that Omer Torah is not the way. The Torah says, we're miyachas the nezek to lighting the fire, and it's a ma'aseh of chitzov, not putting it out the second later. But if he was there b'shas hanezek, and then the not putting out the fire, the pshia of not putting out the fire was actually happening at the time of the nezek, then that's the pshia that's right happening b'shas hanezek, and then we're miyachas the nezek to the pshia of not putting it out, and that already has a p'tur toman, and that's the case of toman. That's the case with the terah pat toman. That's what he's saying. So Meili says, so that's all when you matik toy shel chaveray. What if you matik toy shel chaveray? Matik toy shel chaveray. So then the Gemara says Toman is chayav, and it has to be the same kind of case because they have to be parallel. So it must be because the Gemara says there's a p'tur Toman b'toy sheloi and not b'toy shel chaveray. Well, what's the case of p'tur Toman b'toy sheloi? If you're there b'shas hanezek, so that has to be the same case by matik b'toy shel chaveray, that he was matik the godish b'toy shel chaveray and he was there b'shas hanezek. So how come over there, if he was there b'shas hanezek, how come over there I say, well, he's chayiv on tamun? Why do you say the same thing over there in that case? So I think the answer is that since in that case, when the nezek, at that case, there was chitzo already b'shas hanezek. Because the nezek continued when he lit the fire, that was chitzo, that was a ma'ase of chitzo, and it was already shas hanezek. That was the beginning of the shas hanezek, because that he's already burning up somebody else's field. Now, of course, the fire then continues on and on and on. And I guess there could still be a mokum to say that maybe the mokum ha-gacheles, that we should be miyaches to the pshia of lighting the fire, but the rest of the field, maybe we should be miyaches to the pshia of not putting the fire out. guess you have to say it. That's a terrible. Again, in this pshat of Rabbi Yoyin, we're not talking about there was a geder and the geder fell down and got picked up again, and there's one field and two fields. There's one field and he could have stopped the fire at any moment. So when he lit the field, it was already chitzov. So since, and it's one field that he's burning up. So since b'shas, the beginning of the shayf of the shayf of the field, there's a pshiv chitzov, there's a pshiv odom amazik. And we could be miyachas the whole thing to that. I mean, that could be the cause of the whole field getting burnt up. It's always a choice that we have. We want to, what's the more ksiba kreva? So when you mat the ptoshaloi, so when you set the chitzov off, there was no hanezik happening at all. So it's a siba rechayka. That later I set a fire in my field, which is perfectly fine. I'm within my rights. Then the fire went, and it eventually reached the Gaddish. So then, and he was there b'shas Gaddish, not putting the fire out. So then I say the lighting the fire, the chitzav is a siba rechayka. The not putting it out is a siba akreva. When miyaches the nezik to the siba akreva, not to the siba rechayka, and that's the tur of tum. When you mad the potential chaveroi, so when as soon as the nezik began when he was with the ma'aseh of the mamazik. And that siba continues. Again, it's not like the siba of chitzav stops. We're going in Rabbi Yochanan, there is a chitzav that continues. We're not in the world of Rish Lakish, that there's no such thing as chitzav, it's lav mikoyche kozel. We're in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, mikoyche kozel. When you light something with chitzav, it's chitzav all the way down. It's just that the chitzav, just the Gemara is saying, that even though it's chitzav, But there's also memoyne happening too, and if the chitzov is a siba rechayka and the memoyne is a siba kaiva, so the memoyne will eclipse the chitzov. That's the svar of Rabbeinu Yonah. So you have chitzov, and if you would walk away, even in the regular case of matik potoshaloi, if you walk away, then you're chayiv even on tamun, because that's chitzov or the mamazik. So it has the potential. When you light chitzov, it's not like the only mokum agachelis is chitzov. No, it's chitzov the whole time. We're going in Rabbi Yochanan. There's this gate and this gate, and it's chitzov according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's always chitzov. There's a siba of chitzov all the way down. There's a svara to say that just the Gemara says that idea. The Torah of Tom and our Gemara says is that since the siba of chitzov is way before the nezik, and the siba of shayru hu b'leitofach b'peh is b'shas nezik. So the pshia of shayru v'leitofach ha'pei, which is b'shas ha'nezik, eclipses and is considered to be that when miyaches the hezek to that siba and not to the siba ha'rechayka of the chitzav that was long before the shas ha'nezik. When you madik v'toshel chaveroi, the chitzav begins with simultaneous with the nezik. He lights the fire, that's a chitzav, and that's the beginning of the shas ha'nezik. And the chitzav continues, because when Rav Yochanan, the chitzav continues. So then already, why should I be miyaches the nezik? I don't say, well, but for the rest of the field, I don't say that. Since the nezik is simultaneous with the chitzov, so I'm a yachas the nezik to the chitzov and not to the pshia of not putting it out, not to the pshia of shayru v'leitofach b'peh. Okay, that's all I can do about it. Who gave me the Tyler?